أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال أنا خير منه، خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. Still in this last ruku of Surah Sa'd, and this ruku is to prove the nabuwat and the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for that Allah ta'ala presented the instance of creation of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and ordering all the malaika to make sajda to him. And in that process, that how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to know? This is the proof of his nabuwat, because it was impossible for him to know what happened in the heavens so many thousands of years ago. And that Allah Ta'ala had informed him, this is proof that Allah had sent wahi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end we came where Allah asked Shaitan, who was amongst all the malaika, because he made so much ibadat, and his name also came to be kept like that of the malaika, Azazil. And then he refused to make sajda, and Allah gave him an opportunity to clarify himself why he's not making sajda. But what did he say in return? Qala ana khayrun minhu. Bola main behtar hu usse. He said, I am better than him. And this is that pride that has killed so many human beings. Today we also commonly will speak about somebody, we say he's got too much pride in him. But we ourselves have also got pride in us. And one iota of pride will deprive a person entry into Jannat. And today the fights we have in the home, we don't want to accept our faults with the other people. It's all because of the pride that we have. And it's absolutely essential that we recognize this disease and treat it. Otherwise, if a person dies with this pride, he will die in a very, very bad condition. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين. And he had based his pride on this principle. مُجْكُ بَنَايَا تُونَ آگ سے اور اسکو بَنَايَا مِتِّي سے. You created me from fire. And fire is a thing, the flames go up all the time. And you created him from sand. And sand is a thing that goes down. So how can a superior thing make sajda to an inferior thing? He used his own brains, which were conked and which were upside down, lopsided. He did not see the command of Allah. He thought of his own logic, and he said, I am better, I am made of fire. قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. فَرْمَایَا تو تو نِكَلْ يَهَا سے کہ تو مردود ہوا. Then Allah Ta'ala, and this is that sin which Allah also hates very greatly, pride. If a person has got pride, Allah Ta'ala dislikes that completely. So on that basis Allah said, get out from here, you are accursed forever. So all this is not only to hear and that instance that took place, but for us to consider how much of pride we have got and how much we must remedy it. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. اور تجھ پر میرے پتکار ہے اس جزا کے دن تک. And on you will be my curses till the day of Qiyamah. And this dunya is the place to make amal. So a person who lives in the curses of Allah, and then once he dies, he won't come out of that curses. If yea, in this world he makes tawbah, then he will have the rahmat of Allah in the akhirat. So till the end, the opportunity that was given to shaitan, because of this pride of his, that he disobeyed the command of Allah, Allah put his curses upon him till the day of Qiyamah, and so he is doomed in the akhirat also. Also another point that we should think here, shaitan refused to make one sajda. How many sajdas don't we make? When we don't make our namazes, how many sajdas don't we leave out? Shaitan, because of one sajda that he did not make, he was accursed. And how many of us, we don't make any sajdas also? قَالَ رَبِّ فَانْزِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. بولا اے رب مجھ کو ڈھیل دے جس دن تک کہ مردے جی اوٹھے. Then he said, "Oh Allah, give me a chance so that I can live till the day when people will be resurrected again. That is till the day of Qiyamah." Allah Ta'ala in Allah's plan had that man must be tested in this world, that he must be able to do evil, and the opportunity of evil must also be in front of him. And then he is tested, but he must not commit it, then he will be successful. So Allah wanted that, and in Allah's plan, Shaitan also just fitted in perfectly at that time. Like many times we need a worker, and you must be like this, he must have these qualifications, and suddenly somebody pops up with all that qualifications. So Allah had this plan, and Shaitan fitted hand in glove in this plan, that he will present evil to mankind, may put temptations to mankind, and then Allah will test them. Are they going to follow Shaitan, their nafs and their desires, or will they obey my commandments? So our test has been made complete also, a very thorough test to see where we stand. قال فإنك من المنظرين فرمایا تو تجھ کو ڈھیل ہے. Allah said, yes, go, I'm giving you chance now to live till the day of Qiyamah. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ اسی وقت دن تک جو معلوم ہے, until that fixed day, that is the day of Qiyamah. قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ بولا تو قسم ہے تیری عزت کی میں گمراہ کروں گا ان سب کو. Then Shaitan to fit in that plan, in fact to قسم of Allah Ta'ala, and he said that undoubtedly all of them, I will make them go astray. In other words, I will make my full effort behind everyone. All temptations I will put in front of him. I will put things of kufr and shirk, and also, as it comes in other riwayat, I will beautify it, and they will justify that what we are doing are the right things. But it will be all the plan of Shaitan, that a person goes into another religious system, and behind that system is Satanism, and how many people are getting involved in all this. So Shaitan had taken that qasam, illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin, magar jo bande hai tere unme chune hue, but however your choice servants, those that you want to protect, and those who have got ikhlas in them, those are the people that I will not be able to harm them. They won't fall in my trap. Those people who have got ikhlas, and in another ayat of the Quran, Shaitan said, but those people who are shakirin, who make shukr of Allah, I won't be able to trap them and bring them into my evil. So we should try and develop these qualities of ikhlas within us. Sincerely, we do everything only for Allah Ta'ala. If it is for monetary gain, if it is for name and fame, Shaitan will trap that person almost immediately. And also, a person who does not make shukr, and we are very, very weak in making shukr also, Shaitan traps those people also. Those who make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, to whoever does a favor to them, and he lives as a slave to that person, Allah, the Shaitan won't be able to overtake and trap that person. قَالَ فَالْحَقِّ وَالْحَقَّ أَقُولُ فرمایا تو ٹھیک بات ہے اور میں ٹھیک ہی کہتا ہوں. Then Allah said, this is the truth and the reality. This test is going to be in front of mankind. And the truth is what I say and what I declare. That is the absolute truth. And today we all know the temptations which Shaitan puts in front of us. And he plays with our nafs, and our nafs also inclines towards Shaitan. Then it is we must use the power of our ruh, make our ruh strong, and we don't fall in those temptations. Whether it is at looking at women, whether it is porn sites, whether it is eating of haram. Today people just eat any and everything, going to restaurants, etc., what type of food there is, and everyone just eats all this. This is all following in the work of Shaitan. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِمَّنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And the true declaration which Allah Ta'ala had made, Allah said, مُجھ کو بھرنا ہے دوزخ تجھ سے اور جو ان میں تیرے راہ چلے ان سب سے. That I have declared that I will fill Jahannam with you. You will land in Jahannam, and all who will follow you, all of them together, I will put all of you in Jahannam. I'll put everyone in Jahannam. So those who will follow in the traps of Shaitan, and who will listen to their whims and fancies, these people will be caught and go headlong into Jahannam. A person must be serious and sincere with himself forever and ever in Jahannam. Who can tolerate that? And just having the label of Islam and just having topi and kurta and burqa, this is not sufficient. We must check what is inside us. You have a Coca-Cola bottle, but you got black vinegar filled in it. The title Coca-Cola doesn't make it Coca-Cola. What is inside is what counts. So we also must not just be fooled by our outside. We must check and see what we have got in us. قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلِيهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ. تو کہ میں مانگتا نہیں تم سے اس پر کچھ بدلہ اور میں نہیں اپنے رب کو بنانے والا. Then Allah Ta'ala again now the Nabuwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What great information we have got here. And otherwise in this dunya for such information a person will pay billions of dollars. But Allah said to his Nabi, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say to mankind, I don't ask any pay for you, from you. I don't want even a cent, but I want you to come right. That is my desire, that you must get saved from Jahannam. When the realities are so clear and we still are so blind and so thick-skulled, then there is, we have caused the fire to burn for our own selves. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ. And I'm not a person who makes up things. No fancy stories. Today people like to make up things also. People make mashura also, but the actual problem they don't discuss. They show that they are very pious, very good, and the other people are bad, they've done wrong. But the wrong they did, that they don't speak about. Whether it's husband-wife problems or anything, we conceal many things. So we just show, make a fancy show of things. We showcase things. So Allah told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to declare, I don't follow in this fancy frills and all this outward beauty of this dunya. I say things as they are, straightforward in a simple way. In huwa illa dhikrul lil alamin. Ye to ek fehmaish hai sare jahan walon ko. This is a reminder for all the people of the world. Not only for the Muslims and not for Muslims who think we are Muslims, but inside is something else. This is a reminder for everyone. وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَأَهُ بَعْدَ حِينَ. اور معلوم کر لوگے اس کے احوال تھوڑی دیر کے پیچھے. And how beautifully the Quran, this is the absolute words of Allah, that undoubtedly you will know all this information after some time. That is, you might think now and put up in your mind also all stories, but when you die, the truth will come very clear in front of you. Where you stand, what you did, what you believed in. So to become conscious, worry about your akhirat, prepare for your akhirat. Don't be fooled by this dunya. Don't be fooled by the things people say in this world. Follow the truth and reality which has come to you in a clear, straightforward manner. And that brings us to the end of Surah Sa'd. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله.